No, I'm good. Well, good morning. Well, I don't know about you, but my God is not the God of coincidence. He is the one who orders each and every detail. And we have testimony of Bibles going to the Philippines. We have testimony of another church, which is really is asking us to pray for the Philippines. And I had not previewed this DVD. I didn't read it. I knew that it was coming, but I didn't. With everything going on, I might have read it, but I forgot about it, that the special offering this year for General Council was going to be going towards ministry in the Philippines. I think we need to pray about the Philippines and ministry going on there. So let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we do come before you today and we thank you for the privilege we have to worship you, the gracious and loving God. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to support missionaries at home and overseas. And Lord, I know many of us here have strong ties to the Philippines and have hearts which are terribly burdened for them. And we as a denomination are seeking to focus on the ministry there this next year through our offering at General Council. Now, Lord, I just ask that you would bless this. That you would bless the offering at General Council. That you would bless the offering in each church on Great Commission Sunday. Those sacrifices shall be given for the support of ministry in the beautiful land of the Philippines, where there are already so many Christians, Lord. Where just 75 years ago, there were very, very few evangelical Christians. But now, Lord, it is also a missionary-sending church. But yet there is much to be prayed for, much assistance that can be done there. Lord, we as a church need to assist our brothers and sisters in Christ. So Lord, we want to come alongside and help the church and the Philippines. Lord, we want to pray, as we've already been asked, for the elections tomorrow. Lord, we do ask that those who are elected would indeed look with favor upon you in your church, that they would themselves either know you or receive you. Oh, Father, we thank you for this privilege of prayer. And again, bring to our hearts and minds as you would have us to pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as you didn't know, I had surgery the 28th of February on my left knee, and I had hardware taken out of the left femur. So that's why I get to sit up here on the recliner. It's not just because I'm lazy. As a matter of fact, I'm getting kind of tired of sitting around. But be that as it may, I'm trying to be good and get it to heal quickly. I'd like to thank Steve for his wonderful message last week. Those of you who weren't here, you missed a good message. And I thought Steve did a wonderful job. This week, we're going to continue with the message that I had started preaching the week before. my surgery and then Steve's message last week on love and obey from the Gospel of John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. And Mike, if you'll give us that scripture passage, let's remind ourselves of that. If you want to look in your Bibles or just look up on the screen, it says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives within you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you'd be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask now you'd send your Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us and give us understanding as we study your word. Father, I pray for myself that as I preach your word, it would be you who speaks through me. That has been said, Lord, it's through your filling in me and the presence of your Holy Spirit that I speak, not of myself or of the wisdom of man, but of the wisdom of God. Lord, use this time to help each of us to know you more, to love you more, and so obey you better. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So two weeks ago, I spoke about how obedience naturally flows out of love. That if we truly love, we will obey. And we saw that in, especially in those verses 21 through 24. It says, "He who loves me will be loved by my Father." I'm sorry, go back. "Whoever has my commands and obeys them is the one who loves me." Verse 21. And just read on through 24. Hitting that point again and again and throughout. We're told that if we love Him, we will obey. So obedience, obedience is the natural outcome of love. Again, remembering that love is selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another person. And in this case, recognizing the nature of that other person in the equation is God, the one who is omnipotent, that is, all power, omniscient, all knowing. He knows everything. He has power over everything. Therefore, what He guides and directs us to do is the right thing. Because we can do that, because He first loved us. He proves the depth of this love through the sending of His Son, Jesus, who was indeed Himself. Now the Gospel of the Trinity is sometimes one of those topics that people will say there is no biblical basis. There is no scripture that you can point to that says uses the word Trinity. However, when we look at scripture, and especially this passage that we're looking at here this morning, you will not find a passage more packed with the image of the Trinity. Jesus said, I am in the Father, the Father's in me. I'm coming to you. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. The Father's going to send the Holy Spirit. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. It's the Father that lives within you, but it's the Holy Spirit that's there. These are the words of this passage. These are Jesus' words to us. This should give us an understanding that when it's the Holy Spirit that is guiding and directing us, it is God Himself that is guiding and directing us. It's not pizza that I ate last night making me feel funny. It's not some strange voice speaking in my head. It is God speaking to me, speaking to my heart, telling me, that's wrong, that's right. I want you to go here and do this. See, but how do I know that voice is God? That still small voice. Maybe that uneasiness. We just filter it through the Word of God, where it's in line. We can say, yes, we know it is God. Or it's outside of God's Word. I'll tell you, that's probably the enemy or your own fallen nature or the outside world just coming to come in. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor who will be with you forever. What is that Counselor going to do? But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Everything I have said to you. That's God's Word. The book. The Bible. This is what we need to read, what we need to study, what we need to know. And God's Word tells us that the Holy Spirit will give us understanding and will instruct us. We'll come to things and we'll say, that's what the Lord wants me to do. Sometimes He tells us to do some things that seem kind of strange and we don't know why we did them. Until maybe later. I'm going to use the example right now. That we said from that DVD. That missionary who got on a boat and left that school to go serve a tribal people in the Philippines. And she lost her life in that endeavor. But it was the Holy Spirit that said her. And she said, how could that have been right? Then we see later that her sacrifice led the five young men, each one committing themselves, their lives, to doing the task that she had been going to go do by herself. So now instead of a person not of the same ethnicity going to speak to these tribal people, five young men from that same ethnicity committed their lives to going and leading their people to God. That can only be done because God knows each and every step. It was the Holy Spirit leading them and encouraging them. They followed that. If we each follow that next step through that obedience, we see God's love exposed. And don't be sorry for her. Yeah, her life on earth may have been cut short, but she's with God. She went to be straight with God in heaven. That's never a sad thing. We can love because through the Trinity, we can have faith in God that He knows best. That when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, it's God Himself speaking to us and leading us. And no matter what the sacrifice is that He may call us to give, it's the right one. We can also love because of hope. This passage here is jam-packed with the hope of the gospel message. In verse 18, Jesus says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." He's telling them before He dies, "I'm not going to leave you as orphans. You're going to feel like an orphan because I'm going to be crucified on the cross. But here it is. You're not going to be an orphan. I am going to come back to you." He's giving them that hope. In verse 19, "Because I live, you also will live." You will also. Hope. Is the manifest expression of love. When somebody acts out of love through hope, it is sometimes the deepest and strongest one. There have been instances where a mother or a father has protected a small child with their own body in the hope that in sacrificing their body, the child would live. In battles, on the battlefield this has happened. In environmental catastrophes like hurricanes or earthquakes, they've come back and they've found small children underneath their parent. And that child is alive and found alive. Not every time. But often enough, that parents through the ages have continued to sacrifice in such a manner because they had hope that in the giving of themselves, their loved one might live. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." This is hope. He's telling them, before the darkest hour. Remember, the time that we're talking about right here, we are less than 24 hours from the time He is crucified. And Jesus is telling them, there's hope. He tells them specifically, in verse 30, that the prince of this world has no hold on me. Yeah, I'm going to die, so what? You can't keep me there. That's what Jesus was saying. He can't hold me. He has no power over me. He has no authority over me. That's hope. In all circumstances, no matter how dark or dire they might be, we have hope. We can love because we have hope. We can obey because it's God, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, one who first loved us and lives within us. When we believe on Christ as our Savior, our Sanctifier, our Healer and coming King. Let's pray. Father God, You are indeed our hope. And You have shown us the depth of Your love. We can love because You've given us hope. And because we love, Lord, we can and will and should obey. So, Father, help us to love You more each and every day. Help us to know You more. And obey You better. Lord, I pray that for myself and for each person here. Jesus' precious name.